Call it the equivalent of a bartender cutting off a customer who's had one too many drinks. Do casinos ever encourage depressed customers to move away from the slot machine or gaming table? At the Pottawatomie Casino in Milwaukee, which is the state's largest gambling facility, the answer is it depends. Casino spokeswoman Kelly Skinjaleski says responsible gaming is a top priority.
But it's really impossible to look at a room and identify someone who may or may not have a problem. So on the most part, we focus on making people aware of resources that are available to help them, because a lot really goes back to personal responsibility.
Skinjaleski says in all of the casino's restrooms, there are business cards that refer people to the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling, and employees will make the same referral when asked. Skinjaleski says the Pottawatomie Casino also offers a self-restriction program,
which is if a guest feels that they maybe are gaming too much or are here too often, they can voluntarily say, gee, I'd like to be restricted from coming into the casino. And then there's an agreement we have that they sign that says, you know, for a year they're not going to come here, but if we find them here, we have every right to ask them to leave.
Skinjaleski won't say how many customers have asked to be banned from the Milwaukee casino. Plenty of people do gamble and lose a lot there. Last fall, the Business Journal of Milwaukee estimated that the casino had $337 million in revenue in 2007. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.